This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown, broadcasting live from the deep freeze of Denver, Colorado. Oh, my God, it's a freeze apocalypse. Everybody run for their lives. And we're going to move the inauguration indoors because it's colder than a well digger's ass outside. It's January, everybody. Even Michael, my producer in L.A., was bitching about the cold in Los Angeles. It got down to 41 degrees. It's currently 11 degrees in Denver. So here are the rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, you can do that any time of day or night, whether you're drunk texting or, you know, legitimate texting. Doesn't make a difference to me. The number is 33103 on your message app. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael, tell me anything, ask me anything. And then while you're on your phone or your laptop or whatever you're doing, be sure and go give me a follow over on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now, at Michael Brown USA. So we're now slightly less than 48 hours away from the 47th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump Jr., being sworn in, inside the Capitol building, by the way, instead of outside. So people think I'm a cold-hearted bastard, but I'm really not. I'm really kind of just I'm really a nice guy. You got to trust me on this. I really do feel sorry for all of the MAGA people that have gone to D.C. hoping to stand out in the cold. They're willing to do that. I mean, come on. They're not coming unprepared. They're not, well, maybe some people are going to wear shorts and a T-shirt, but most level-headed people are going to show up with their parkas and, you know, a wool cap, and they're going to be ready for the cold. I mean, it's not like it's been cold in D.C. before, so I think they kind of get it. So it makes you wonder whether they're moving inside for safety reasons for the observers or safety reasons for the president. And I truly don't know. And I'm not going to put on my tinfoil hat yet and claim that it's really for protection of the president. But it's not unheard of. It's happened before. And we've had, I can't remember who it was now. Should have thought about this before I opened my stupid mouth. But we've had other presidents who have taken the oath of office outside in bitterly cold weather, and then come down with pneumonia and died a couple of months later. So, yeah, we don't want that, right? We don't want that. So, less than 48 hours, and the world is already changing, and I find it fascinating. But before we get to all of that, I want to go back to yesterday. Because yesterday, I finished my weekday program, and I forget what I'm doing. I'm putzing around because it's the weekend, and I really don't do a lot of show prep on Friday when I first get off. When I finish at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Fridays, I usually, I've got lunch with a friend or the wife or something, and then I'll go home and putz around, do things I need to do, pay bills. Normal stuff. But I'm in my office, and I hear something about the Equal Rights Amendment. And I'm thinking, what's going on about the Equal Rights Amendment? So I do a quick search, and I find this statement on White House, on the White House letterhead. for immediate release January 17, which was yesterday, 2025. Statement from President Joe Biden on the Equal Rights Amendment. Now just bear with me. I want you to listen to this because somebody had to type this. Somebody had to sit down at a word processor and be told by, unless, you know, it's the press secretary herself or it's the comms director or it's the chief of staff, somebody, or maybe it's the custodian for all I know because it's about how dumb this is. So it may have been the custodian, but here's what it says. I, meaning Joseph R. Biden Jr., by the way, soon to be former President Biden, I have supported the Equal Rights Amendment for more than 50 years, and I have long been clear that no one should be discriminated against based on their sex. We as a nation must affirm and protect women's full equality once and for all. Okay, well, I'm fine with me. I don't support the Equal Rights Amendment. I think it's totally superfluous. I don't think it's necessary. And I think it leads to an awful lot of unintended consequences. But nonetheless, no one should be discriminated based on their sex. And we as a nation must affirm and protect women's full equality once and for all. Well, I think we've been doing that for a long time. Second paragraph. On January 27, 2020, the Commonwealth of Virginia became the 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. The American Bar Association. Let's pause for a moment. The American Bar Association. I quit my membership in the American Bar Association maybe after 3 years of being a baby lawyer. So this is like way back in the 80s sometime. I just dropped my membership in the American Bar Association because I realized they were a bunch of left-wing nut jobs that did not represent me as a lawyer whatsoever. And since ABA membership is not required as a part of your license to practice law in almost any state, I'm just like, boom, I'm out of here. It continues, the American Bar Association has recognized that the Equal Rights Amendment has cleared all necessary hurdles to be formally added to the Constitution as the 28th Amendment. Really? Well, who gives a rat's ass what the ABA says? I agree, says the president, I agree with the ABA and with leading constitutional scholars that the Equal Rights Amendment has become part of our Constitution. Now, I'd like to know who those scholars are. Who are they? Where are they? Where do they come from? UC Berkeley? Yale? Harvard? Georgetown? Duke? You know, all these liberal schools? Because they're wrong. Then he continues, it is long past time to recognize the will of the American people. In keeping with my oath and duty to the Constitution and country, I affirm what I believe. Well, okay, you mean you believe that and you want to tell everybody, you know what, I believe what I believe. Well, great. I'm not really sure what's going on in your brain, Mr. President, but if you want to affirm to the public that you believe what you believe, well, then, you know, you can spend the rest of your term just doing that. But for the love of God and for the safety of the country, would you please just shut down and shut up? I affirm what I believe and what three-fourths of the states have ratified. The 25th Amendment is the law of the land guaranteeing all Americans equal rights and protections under the law regardless of their sex. So I read that, and I tweeted the following out. By the way, this is why, or posted, which is why you should be following me on X. The 28th Amendment, I wrote, is not part of the Constitution regardless of what Biden says. Congress put time limits on the states to approve the amendment, and Virginia's approval is outside those time limits. So just declaring it the law of the land is, well, dictatorial. Go back to packing your boxes, Mr. Soon-to-be ex-president. And I didn't think much else about it. And I kind of moved on with my day and just thought, you know, well, Jiminy Christmas, he really is losing it. Or somebody really is trolling the American public. And then, I don't know what I was listening to, but then someone played Biden giving a speech. I don't remember where this was. It doesn't make any difference where it was. But ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
Just over 100 years ago, a pioneering group of women proposed the Equal Rights Amendment to enshrine the principles of gender equality in our Constitution. Throughout my career, I've been clear, no one should be discriminated against based on their sex.
Yell at
us. In order for the amendment to be ratified, it requires three-fourths of the states to ratify it. That benchmark was passed when Virginia ratified the ERA a few years ago. Today, I affirm the Equal Rights Amendment to have cleared all the necessary hurdles to be added to the U.S. Constitution now.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, yell at us and scream that, but you can't do that.
Hey, I affirm the Equal Rights Amendment to have cleared all the necessary hurdles to be added to the U.S. Constitution now. The Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land now.
Oh, the Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land now. Well, when we get back, let's think about two things. Let's think about whether it's the law of the land or not, but let's stop and think about who's advising him? Who's writing this? We're in really dangerous territory. Be sure and send me a text message, 33103. Just started with Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
The following heartwarming yet informative scene is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Son, your grandpa and I used to work on this car together, and when I'm gone, I want you to have it.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
Doesn't count. What you need is a will. Luckily, Trust and Will makes it easy. Designed by attorneys, but customized by you, you can easily create a state-specific, legally valid document that actually counts. Now, let's hear this tiger purr, am I right? Start your will at trustandwill.com. Use offer code COUNT for 10% off and make it count. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. For details, see trustandwill.com.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today.
Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and go follow me on X right now. It's at Michael Brown USA. And then on your podcast app, I want you to subscribe to the podcast because that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So whatever podcast app you use, search for and download The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, just hit subscribe and you might leave a 5-star review too. And then you'll get all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Now, back to Biden for a moment, because let me tell you why I'm starting out with this story. Because I was truly dumbstruck. Now, anytime there's a transition of power from one administration to another, that's a very vulnerable time for the country. Because let me paint a small picture for you real quickly, just a little small Polaroid. Most of the desks in the West Wing, with the exception of some of the permanent staff members on the National Security Council, the White House Situation Room, the White House Communications Office, and by the communications, I don't mean like the press office. I'm talking about downstairs underneath the East Wing is where the Presidential Emergency Operations Center is. There is also the White House Comms Office. Those are the people that, you know, take care of the nuclear football that the president has with him at all times. And they're in charge of all communications for the president to, you know, all the cabinet members, world leaders, everybody. It's kind of like if you wanted to pretend like, you know, the bat phone exists between the president and immediately to Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping. They're in charge of all of that. So those people still exist. Some of the permanent members of the Secret Service, oh, that's probably going to change a lot. Some of those desks are still occupied, but generally it's empty. They've all gone home, and they ain't coming back on Monday. So if something really bad were to happen right now, in terms of the White House, or in terms of the Pentagon, or Homeland Security, for that matter, the CIA. Now, in a lot of those cabinet agencies, they're still the deep state. They're still the civil servants, the bureaucrats that don't go anywhere. They're still there. But the leaders, the decision makers, have, to some extent, checked out. Now, they're probably still in D.C. because they're going to attend the inauguration, or they're going to be around, or, you know, they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Most of them live there, so they haven't gone back home. But the chain of command, while in my mind is clear, the chain of command becomes a little muffled because, well, at, you know, 12:01, you know, less than 48 hours from now, the new commander-in-chief is going to be Donald Trump. And the current commander-in-chief is this guy who is, in my opinion, truly senile. Because this whole Equal Rights Amendment that he blustered on about on Friday is absolutely false. So it led me to this conclusion. There's two things, I think, going on. Either one or two things, or maybe both of them are true. First, he truly is senile. I mean, I don't think he has all of his faculties.
All the necessary hurdles to be added to the U.S. Constitution now. The Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land now. It's the 28th Amendment to the Constitution now.
Keep yelling. Just keep yelling. You know what else kind of scares me? The useful idiots in the audience. I mean, do they think they're at a taping of The View and they're listening to those five ditzes talk about the Equal Rights Amendment? What are they cheering about? Do they really believe that he can just unilaterally declare that the Equal Rights Amendment, the 28th Amendment of the Constitution, is now passed? Now, so it has not. Let me just tell you flatly, it has not. But someone wrote that for him. Now, maybe he wrote it, but I seriously doubt that. So someone on the staff, you know, on Thursday or maybe on Wednesday, but sometime before he gave this speech on Friday, wrote those words because he's reading it from the teleprompter, which begs the question then, are they trolling us? Are they, for example, is it someone that is so pissed off at Biden because he withdrew from the race and now Kamala stepped in and they've lost everything? They've lost the White House, the House, and the Senate. And so this little goober is all, I shouldn't call him a goober because you guys are goobers. This little idiot in the West Wing is really pissed off at the president and at you for having voted for Donald Trump. And so they're thinking, you know what? He'll read anything I write. So let's just do this. Or he, the president, went to the staff and said, you know, I've really got to do stuff to build up my legacy, so I'm going to go declare the Equal Rights Amendment has passed. And they all look at him like, you're out of your effing mind. But none of them have the guts. They don't have the testicles to tell him, sir, you're wrong. It hasn't passed. So they just, you know, they don't care. They just don't care. So they'll just write it. So he wrote this speech, and he goes to whatever this conference is, and standing behind the seal of the President of the United States of America at the lectern, tells everybody to this bunch of clapping seals that, oh, yeah, it's passed. And they just applaud like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's a dangerous time. I don't wish time to fly any faster than it already does for all of us. Oh, but my gosh, we cannot get to noon on Monday fast enough, because anybody with any sense, you know, every intelligence agency in the world, both friend and foe, listens to this stuff. And they think, wow, maybe I'm going to be, this is hyperbole, but it could be true. Hey, why don't we just attack the United States right now? Because he's clearly out of it. He has no clue what he's talking about. And they'll be confused about who's in charge. Remember what I've always said about disasters? When you're facing a natural man-made disaster, if you cannot answer who's in charge, I guarantee you that disaster is going to become even worse than it is initially. Because you've got to be able to answer who's in charge. Well, I know right now, unfortunately, he's in charge. But considering that a lot of these people have gone home, they're checked out, they don't care anymore, they're just trying to, you know, they're out looking for new jobs, they're trying to burrow in somewhere, they're trying to, you know, do whatever they can, and he's just left there standing alone, giving a speech that claims that the Equal Rights Amendment has passed. By the way, they're giving him a standing ovation.
Dozens of constitutional scholars to make sure that it was all within the power to do this.
Really? Name them. Name one of them. Now, on the other side of the break, I'll tell you the truth about the Equal Rights Amendment, and I'll show you just how off this guy is. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingfloristatcharter.net. Also included, two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, two tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Hope you're surviving the deep freeze for everybody. What was it? You know, the weather is no longer just the weather. Like now the weather's become nationalized so that, you know, Fox News, for example, has their own weather channel now, Fox Weather. And the networks always start out with, they don't always, but they often start out with a national weather report. And the networks have a habit of using, you know, hyperbolic language. You know, we got the polar vortex coming now. And then I heard a number yesterday, which I don't know whether it's true or not. Quite frankly, I don't care. But the network's talking about how, you know, 150 or 200 million Americans are going to be in the deep freeze over the next several days or whatever. You know, anything to make it just sound like it's horrible, like it's the end of civilization. Really? It's January and you're shocked that a Siberian cold front is moving across the Arctic in Canada and coming down into the United States, and you're shocked about that, and that's the lead news story? This is how we are absolutely being played by the cabal. It's not just the news. It's the freaking weather. They have to take the weather and make it into some sort of, like, oh, my gosh, run and hide, get in your basement. Oh, my God, it's going to be horrible. You know, how about you put your stupid coat on and not go outside barefooted? Good grief. Back to the Equal Rights Amendment. Because this is just as stupid. Joe Biden became a United States Senator in 1972. Why is that important? Because the Equal Rights Amendment had been unsuccessfully introduced in every single session of Congress from 1923 until 1972. And it was in 1972, the year that Joe Biden entered the U.S. Senate. Now, what were you doing in 1972? I bet there are some of you, and I hate you, I bet there are some people in this audience that weren't even born in 1972. Michael, I'm looking at you, by the way. That have, with that 1972, I don't know, I wasn't even around then. But in 1972, the stupid Equal Rights Amendment finally passed both houses by substantial majorities, too, by the way. And then that same year, 22 states ratified it. But still, a total of only 35 states eventually ratified it. So they were always three short of the 38 that they needed. And then, when the amendment was passed in 1972, it was given a deadline. I forget what the deadline was. It was 1979 or something, and then they extended it to 1980 or 1982. It's immaterial, but Congress set a deadline, which they are entitled to do. And that has been upheld by the courts. That if Congress wants to set a deadline, then look, here's an amendment to the Constitution, and, you know, two-thirds of the states need to pass it by a such-and-such date, or it becomes null and void. And that's what Congress did. And so nobody passed it. I mean, nobody. The two-thirds did not pass it by the original deadline. They extended the deadline to 80 or 82, whatever it was, and they still couldn't get 38 states. And then on top of that, some state legislatures, rescinded their approval of the amendment. So there's no way in hell this thing has been properly approved or adopted in accordance with the terms of the legislation that proposed it, and in terms of the procedure put forth in the U.S. Constitution. So now think about what the President of the United States is saying. And you truly have to be like those useful idiots in that audience who stand up and applaud. Oh, yeah, yeah, you've affirmed it. Well, you know, wow. Who are the legal scholars that said that it's been passed? So I kind of dug around trying to find, you know, and I'm sure there are some law school professors. Let's put it that way. There are probably some law school professors who are probably left of center who believe that, you know, the Constitution is just what they say it is, not what the Constitution itself says, but just how they interpret it, not how the courts interpret it, but how they interpret it. But in terms of legal scholars, I don't think there are really any legal scholars that would say, oh, yeah, he's right. And I can't find out those who said that he is, except for the American Bar Association. And if you want to believe what the American Bar Association says about the United States Constitution, then you're buying into a progressive Marxist ideology that just permeates the American Bar Association. So when Virginia, back in 2020, January 15, 2020, I think it was, when Virginia became the latest state to ratify the ERA, it didn't make any difference. It was outside the time limit in which to do it. So it's just, it truly bothers me that somebody, you know, I can see Biden sitting around and Dr. Jill Biden doing the same thing. We've got to cram as much stuff in because they're going to be writing about us. So what can we do in these last 48 hours that will make it sound like, wait, we're the greatest president since sliced bread? I know. Let's just declare the Equal Rights Amendment is passed. So they do that. Or some staffer who has to be like a D student, maybe an F student, maybe a DEI hire, ends up saying to the president, oh, you want to add something to your legacy? Why don't you give, you're going to give this speech to, I don't know who it is, but let's just say it's some, you know, anti-discrimination group. So why don't you go give this speech and just declare that the Constitution has been amended by the 28th Amendment, and now the ERA is now the law of the land. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, would you write that up for me? Okay. It's a really precarious time for the country. And I can't explain why, other than it's just so blatantly wrong that he would have the audacity to go out and give a speech just days before he's going to give up the presidency and make this so supposedly historical announcement that the Equal Rights Amendment is passed and I hereby declare it to be the law of the land. Well, who are you, Mussolini? Who are you? I mean, are you out of Perón and you're going onto the balcony and you're going to wave a flag and gavel it down and just say, I hereby declare this is the law of the land? Mr. President, that's not how it works. It's not how it works at all. And the fact that you're doing it tells me that you're really a lot sicker than what we think you are. And it also tells me that the staff that is supposedly there to support you is not supporting you in the least. After he gave the speech, that's when both he and Kamala Harris released these written statements declaring the ERA to be the law of the land. Now, interestingly, while the Biden administration publicly insists the president's statements constitutionally enshrines the ERA, most government officials are privately acknowledging that the announcement is nothing more than just a declaration of his belief, which is why I go back to that statement that he wrote that says, you know, I hereby declare my belief. Well, I believe that it's cold outside, but it's not terrible. Yeah, I hereby tell you that it's, for me, it's getting close to lunch, and I'd like to have something to eat, but I got to talk to you. Oh. In 2020, and then again in 2022, the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel affirmed that the ratification deadline that was established by Congress for the ERA is a valid and enforceable deadline. Court decisions at both the district and the circuit levels, so at the trial court level and at the appeals court level, have affirmed that the ratification deadlines that were established by Congress for the ERA are valid deadlines. So, therefore, the Archivist of the United States cannot legally publish the Equal Rights Amendment as part of the U.S. Constitution. So when you think about the legacy of this president, I think that what we're witnessing today, and there are a lot of people now talking about it, which is sad because I'm kind of ready to dance on the grave of a dying senile old man. And I apologize for thinking that way, but I truly cannot wait to read the tell-all books. They're going to tell us that, you know, we knew that he was in bad shape in 2020 or even 2019. or for Barack Obama to tell us that the reason he shoved Joe Biden aside in favor of Hillary Clinton was that Barack Obama saw way back in 2015 or maybe even earlier that he saw even then that Joe Biden was incapable of handling the presidency. You know, there's been a lot of damage done to this country, a lot of damage. I only pray that Donald Trump and his cabinet officials, and as I've warned my local audience, don't expect everything to turn around instantaneously, but do recognize that things are already turning around. If you want to send me a text message, it's really easy on your message app. The number is 33103. Just start your message with either the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And do me a favor. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. IZERVAY
or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You want to send me a text message, the number's 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. And let me pull up, hang on 1 minute. Let me pull up the U.S. Constitution. Because someone asked a really good question, and I want to read it verbatim. I'm going to read verbatim the Constitution. And I don't have my pocket constitution with me. The 20th Amendment. Because some people are asking me on the text line about does he really become president at midnight, like at 12:01 a.m. on the 20th? No. The 20th Amendment is quite clear. Section 1, the terms of the president and vice president shall end at noon on the 20th day of January. And the terms of senators and representatives at noon on the third day of January of the years in which such terms would have ended if this article had not been ratified, and the terms of their successors shall then begin. Then it goes on to talk about fixing the terms of the office, etc. Now, the new president, Donald Trump, becomes president at noon on the 20th. On the 20th day, the very first sentence, the terms of the president and vice president shall end at noon on the 20th day of January. So that's when Trump becomes president. Now, even if they don't actually take the oath of office, let's just say that, you know, something happens and there's the power goes out inside the Capitol building. I mean, just any number of things. Well, Donald Trump still becomes president at noon, because go back to when the Electoral College vote was counted. That determined that Trump had won the Electoral College. And then the Constitution specifies that he becomes president at noon, because the terms of the president and the vice president end at noon on the 20th. Now, something that people probably aren't aware of, but it doesn't really make any difference. The president signs the oath of office, not on the podium, while they're inside, while he raises his right hand, puts his left hand on the Bible, takes the oath of office. He doesn't then, you won't see him then, reach into his pocket, take a pen and sign the oath. They'll do that later at the White House. I know that because I've been involved in the inaugurations before, but I don't know where this midnight stuff comes up, because the Constitution is pretty clear. So, for those who have questions about it, you can go read the 20th Amendment. The terms of the president and vice president shall end at noon on the 20th day of January. And that's regardless of whether they've actually taken the oath of office or not. So the Constitution provides that transfer of power from one to the other. So let's say that just for example, LBJ, after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Well, the moment that JFK was declared dead, the vice president assumed the office. So LBJ became president at the moment of death of JFK. Then, once they boarded Air Force One and started making their way back from Dallas Love Field back to D.C., you recall that iconic photo of LBJ taking the oath of office. I think there was a federal district judge from Dallas that got on the plane, and she administered the oath of office, and they took a photograph. Jackie's in the background with the, blood-stained dress, and people think that that's when LBJ officially became president. Well, not technically. That's when the world saw LBJ as president. But according to the Constitution, there is you do have to take the oath of office at some point. I mean, you have to swear to the oath, but that doesn't mean that the power has not been transferred to you. So at noon on Monday, noon where they are, East Coast time, at noon on Monday, that's when Donald Trump becomes president. That's why they try to time things as closely as they can so that even if, so that there is just no question, even though the Constitution is clear by the very words, they still want to do that oath of office as close to noon as possible so that, boom, it's over. And if anything goes on in the world, we know who the commander-in-chief is. Even though you now know that even if the oath gets disrupted, don't panic. He's still the president. Now, that text message got me off where I was going. Oh, there's no segue to this, but let me just go ahead. This was a story I wanted to do next anyway. CNN on Friday, this is maybe the second or third huge defamation case. So CBS has already agreed to pay to either a charity of Trump's choosing or to the Trump inaugural committee, I think it was $15 million for defaming him when George Stephanopoulos insisted that Trump had been convicted of rape, which he has not. The jury instruction was clear. Do you find that Donald Trump raped E. Jean Carroll? And the jury marked no. So he's not guilty of rape. But the jury instructions then went on to say, do you find, yes or no, whether or not Donald Trump sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll? And the jury answered yes. Well, George Stephanopoulos got into an argument with, I think, Congressman Mace about whether or not he had actually been convicted of rape. And she kept trying to say no. And George Stephanopoulos just repeated it over and over and over that Donald Trump had been convicted of rape. So Trump sues them for libel and slander, and he wins, or at least they settle, for $15 million. Well, now, CNN, just yesterday, Friday, agreed to pay a Navy veteran an undisclosed sum. Now, I've heard that the jury awarded $5 million to this veteran, this Navy veteran, and they are still deliberating the punitive damages, which could be in the billions of dollars. It came just, the settlement did, came just after a six-person jury in Florida concluded that CNN's reporting about Zachary Young was so egregious to warrant punitive damages. Now, we don't know the details of it, but here's what CNN did. They started accusing this veteran of being a criminal profiteer who was exploiting the misery of Afghans trying to escape the Taliban back in 2021. And that's not what he was doing at all. CNN just lied about it. But then we found the emails where they talked about how they were going to get this guy. They wanted to punch him in the face. He was awful. You know, CNN, the cabal, they're awful. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Trust and Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust and Will makes creating your will easy. Like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys but customized by you, and all documents are state specific and secure. Find your plan at trustandwill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 10% off. That's trustandwill.com, offer code RADIO. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says up to 8 inches of snow is in the forecast for the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Sunday into Monday, Inauguration Day.
Accumulations generally anywhere from like 2 inches on the low end to like 8 inches on the high end. Still a little bit of uncertainty on exactly where that maximum swath of snowfall will be. Right now it looks like the high totals will be just north of Interstate 95, and that's where we have the better chance of seeing some totals more in that like 5 to 8 inch range.
Looks like a big weather change is in store for President-elect Trump. He leaves his home in Florida today to travel to Washington, D.C. to start preparing for his inauguration on Monday. He's made some big promises for his first day in office.
Trump will become the 47th president after his swearing in on Monday, and he has told the country he plans to take immediate action. Among his day one promises, launching the largest deportation in history, closing the border, imposing higher tariffs on imported goods, and signing pardons for January 6th riot participants. He's told lawmakers to expect more than 100 executive orders out of the gate. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
A number of new drugs have been selected for Medicare's price negotiations.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. High up in Juwanee, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-289-6016. That's 800-289-6016. 800-289-6016.
A popular social media app or an information gathering tool for the Chinese Communist Party. Julie Walker reports TikTok says it's going to go dark unless it gets some clarity following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling this week.
TikTok says it will have to go dark Sunday unless the Biden administration assures the company it won't enforce a shutdown of the app. This follows Friday's unanimous Supreme Court ruling upholding a law by bipartisan lawmakers to ban TikTok unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. At issue, national security risks over TikTok's ties to China. The Biden White House saying it will leave enforcement of the law to the incoming Trump administration. TikTok saying unless they get a statement from the current administration assuring non-enforcement, They'll go dark Sunday, which would mean no new downloads of the app in the U.S. or updates, as well as technical disruptions. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news at townhall.com. New York City has shuttered a sprawling tent complex that housed hundreds of immigrant families on a remote former airport in Brooklyn.
As New York City shrinks, the emergency shelter system built up in response to the surge from the southern border has been steadily receding in recent months. Officials chose to close this facility. The last of the roughly 2,000 people living on a windswept tarmac at Floyd Bennett Field, once the city's first airport, departed a gated encampment over the weekend, and crews were seen dismantling the hulking structure.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says those who ridicule Donald Trump's talk about acquiring Greenland don't realize it has to do with U.S. national security and geography.
I asked him to take a look at a map. Greenland is like a massive dagger pointed at the heart of North America. It's a huge island. It borders the Arctic. And just across the Arctic Ocean is Russia.
And O'Brien spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about the dangers. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. We're T-minus 48 hours and counting until, well, I was going to say until the country starts to turn around, but I think the country's already starting to turn around. And I want to address that later on in the program. But we're already beginning to see some people starting to self-deport. The International Monetary Fund has come out, and they've talked about how they are revising their prediction for growth in the U.S. economy in the first couple of years of the Trump presidency. We're already starting to see, well, like Meta and Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg is like, you know what? Maybe the days of trying to violate free speech and trying to censor people, maybe those days are over. Now, I don't care what the motivation is. They're doing it. And they're doing it because there's a new sheriff in town. So you can bitch about and moan all you want to about Mark Zuckerberg playing both sides of the fence, but you know what? He's playing our side of the fence right now. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to embrace Mark Zuckerberg and say, oh, my gosh, he's seen the light. He's been red-pilled. No, you don't have to say that at all. Just recognize that the mere fact there's a new sheriff in town is already changing things. And I find it fascinating. And I think Trump himself is probably doing as much to affect that change by his demeanor, his actions, his seriousness, his appointments, everything that this transition team is doing, and everything that the election, that the campaign team was doing, says that he really is changed. And as I've told many of you before, I think he's changed because, one, I think it's like giving a kid, not that he's a kindergartner, but you give a kid in kindergarten or grade school a timeout because they did something wrong, and you know they may be mad as they sit in the corner, but they do realize they're sitting in the corner because they did something wrong. Now, set aside whether you think the 2020 election was stolen or not stolen, just forget that for a moment. The effect of Trump losing that election, legitimately or illegitimately, gave him time to consider and seethe about losing. And to also think about how he was attacked about Russia, 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 impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. You know, we're going to go after, you know, General Flynn. We're going to go after all these people. His own campaign manager, Paul Manafort. And then he sees what this administration does. And then, and people argue with me about this. And then there are three assassination attempts. There was Butler, Pennsylvania, where except for just a slight turn of his head, we would have seen his brains blown out on television. And then there was the guy on the golf course. I think it was at Bedminster, right? I think that golf course. And then there's the third one that occurred in California, which to this day, the marshal's office says, well, we don't really think this was an assassination attempt, but there was a guy near a rally that had a bunch of different passports, his photo, but different names, a wad of cash, and a cache of weapons. Just happened to be near Trump or was looking for an opportunity. So maybe that wasn't an assassination attempt, but perhaps there was an assassination plot. So I think three times. There's nothing that will shake your soul more than a near-death escape. Not that I've been through one, but I know people who have, and it's changed them. And I think the 4 years for this timeout of Trump caused him to really stop and think about things, how he campaigned, how he's, I mean, he is, have you seen the official photos, the official portraits taken by the new White House photographer? Amazing. Simply amazing, in my opinion. And for those who say it looks like the mugshot, I don't think it looks anything like the mugshot. The mugshot out of Georgia, there may be a slight same tilt to the head, but if you look closely at the eyebrows, you look closely at the eyes, the lighting, everything, the demeanor is just, I would describe the new photos. If you haven't seen them, you should go look at them. They may be on my Twitter or my X timeline, I'm not sure. But you'll find them all over the place. It's just a look of resolve and don't try me. Don't push me. It's an amazing photo. Anyway, so speaking with Michael Brown, if you want to send me a text message, it's easy to do. You can do it anytime. I read every single one of them. On your message app, this is the number, 33103, 33103. Just start your message with the word either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And don't forget to follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. No, I don't mean tomorrow. I mean like right now. Go do it right now. At Michael Brown USA.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to send me a text message, it's easy to do on your phone or whatever your message app is. Use this number, 33103, 33103. Start your message with either the word Mike or Michael, tell me anything or ask me anything. And then do me a favor and go follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So one of the reasons I think there's already change occurring is, well, we have some empirical data of that, but also because of these nominees that have been heard so far. Rubio for state, Pam Bondi for justice, Pete Hegseth for defense, Chris Wright energy, Lee Zeldin, although I get a few little issues with Lee Zeldin at EPA and others. But particularly during Pam Bondi's Senate confirmation hearing, there was this kind of bizarre consensus that emerged, and that was an argument that the Department of Justice and the Attorney General should be independent of the president. Now, there's a difference between being independent of the president and being willing to tell the president that you're wrong, or we can't do that, or I won't do that. And if you force me to do that, then I'm going to quit. And we have examples of that if you go back to the Nixon and the Watergate era, when, you know, Nixon was trying to get his attorneys general to do certain things, and he had to go through two or three of them, and they just said, no, we're not going to do that. It's illegal, and they resigned. But this idea that the Department of Justice and the Attorney General should be independent of the president is kind of bizarre, in my opinion, because that would make the Department of Justice some kind of fourth branch of government that's free to go chart its own course. It would be unbound by the constitutional framework. And I think that what they're doing, although it might be politically fashionable because it's been so weaponized by the Biden administration, but I think it's wrong because it ignores the architecture of the Constitution that vests all executive power in the president. We have what's called a unified executive. And the executive under our Constitution is essentially the CEO of the executive branch. And all that power remains in that individual. So to me, the Department of Justice and the Attorney General must remain under the president's direction. Because as the Constitution and the theory of a unitary executive demanded it be so. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which is the executive branch portion of the Constitution, vests all executive power in a single individual. Who is that? Well, it's the president. It's not a negotiable clause. It's not a suggestion. The framers, wary of the paralysis and what and the inefficiencies that you would have if we had adopted the Articles of Confederation, wanted a structure where authority in the executive branch flowed directly from the president. In Federalist Number 70, Alexander Hamilton argued that the energy, the accountability, and the decisiveness in governance requires a unitary executive that would be unencumbered by fragmented control. You know, I'm in charge of this, but somebody else is in charge of something else. And so the Department of Justice, as a part of the executive branch, falls squarely within that principle of a unified executive. I say all of that because I want to go back for a moment to some of the portions of the hearing confirming the nomination of Pam Bondi to be the next Attorney General. Now, they have not yet voted in committee, but I think she will get the nomination. I mean, she will get confirmed by the committee. It will then go to the floor of the House, the floor of the Senate, and I think all 53 senators will vote and she'll become the next Attorney General. I think she might even be able to pick up a few Democrats. John Fetterman, I'm looking at you, for example. But take this as an example.
Like the president, I believe we are on the cusp of a new golden age where the Department of Justice can and will do better if I am confirmed. Lastly, and most importantly, if confirmed, I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all. In all this work, I'll collaborate closely with this committee. I will work with all of you as I've committed to do when I met with almost all of you. And I will partner not only with the federal agencies, but with the state and local officials throughout our great country.
But you know, she started out, but as the president and I agree, this is what we're going to do. And that's her job. Her job is not necessarily to take orders like, you know, and the president's not going to say, Pam Bondi, go through so-and-so. But the president could say, look, have you conducted an investigation into so-and-so? Because I think so-and-so might be up to something that's just wrong or unethical or you know, maybe Jack Smith ought to be looked at. That doesn't mean she's going to go prosecute Jack Smith, but it means that she might, at the president's request, investigate Jack Smith. Now, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion, because the ultimate decision whether or not to prosecute is hers, because that's the authority vested in the Attorney General. She still reports to the president, and she still, you know, for lack of a better phrase, takes orders from the president, but she still makes all of these decisions as the Attorney General about what she will do and what she will not do. I don't know why that there is so much controversy over her nomination. I don't get it other than the fact they don't like the fact, and this is pretty typical, Democrats object to what they do if it's done by somebody else. And so we know that we have an Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who will also be out of office come noon on Monday, who has, at the direction of the president, gone after the new president, the former president, who has cooperated with and sent some of his team to Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, to help prosecute Donald Trump. The same in Juan Merchan's courtroom with Alvin Bragg, the DA in New York. So they object to the fact that this Attorney General may see wrongdoing or wonder if there's wrongdoing, and if there is a predicate for investigating, they will go investigate. They don't like that. And as she says,
if confirmed as the next Attorney General of the United States, my overriding objective will be to return the Department of Justice to its core mission of keeping Americans safe and vigorously prosecuting criminals.
I love the way she says that, because she doesn't specify any particular crime, any particular individual, but she instead says, I'm going to focus on a category of individuals, criminals. Well, duh, that's what your job is. That's like a DA. If a DA gets elected in your area, in your county, your state, their job is to prosecute criminals. Now, they may initiate investigations on their own, or they may investigate things that come up to them through police reports. Well, the same thing's going to happen here, and it's driving the Democrats nuts. The notion of this independent Department of Justice is often couched in lofty terms or lofty rhetoric about impartiality. In reality, the lofty rhetoric actually undermines the very accountability that ensures good governance. The president is elected by the people. The president answers to the people directly. The attorney general, by contrast, is neither elected nor subject to the same public scrutiny. If the Department of Justice were truly independent, as Democrats seem to want it to be, at least under Pam Bondi or under Donald Trump, it wouldn't answer to anybody but itself. And that's a dangerous concentration of power. That is Soviet-style justice. Consider how that might work. If the Department of Justice were completely independent, it could pursue policies or investigations that contradict the president's mandate. So now you've got a schism within the executive branch. Worse, it risks turning justice into a political weapon wielded by entrenched bureaucrats rather than an individual that's there by the people's will. So without presidential oversight, the Department of Justice could easily just devolve into an unelected, self-perpetuating institution, if you would, a fourth branch of government in everything but name. So for much of American history, the Department of Justice subordination to the president remained unquestioned. From Jefferson to Reagan, they all operated under the assumption that the Attorney General served as their legal advisor and their enforcer of executive policy. So where did this idea that the Department of Justice was going to be independent come from? And I know many of you listening right now are thinking, but well, I've always thought that the Department of Justice was supposed to act independently. Well, you've been taught that because when you go back in history, you'll understand how we got to where we are today. Because where we are today is not exactly a unified executive. Let's go back to Watergate. Let's go back to the 70s. Because for me, that's really, from my historical perspective, that's really where this cry for an independent Department of Justice grew the loudest. Because Nixon, in his abuse of power, left all of us really upset that a president could so willingly violate the law and not be held accountable. But if we're going to react to just one president's failures by abandoning our constitutional principles, I think that's kind of stupid. The solution to corruption is not autonomy. The solution to corruption is accountability. As Justice Scalia warned, the creation of independent executive officers risks undermining the very structure of the Constitution. So how would this work? That's next. Don't go away.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
grueling, heartwarming, yet informative scene is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Son, your grandpa and I used to work on this car together, and when I'm gone, I want you to have it.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
Doesn't count. What you need is a will. Luckily, Trust and Will makes it easy. Designed by attorneys, but customized by you, you can easily create a state-specific, legally valid document that actually counts. Now, let's hear this tiger purr, am I right? Start your will at trustandwill.com. Use offer code COUNT for 10% off and make it count. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. For details, see trustandwill.com.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, the weekend before we get a new president. Isn't that fantastic? If you like what we do on The Weekend, I'd encourage you to listen to the weekday program, which airs from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. You can find it on your iHeart app, your laptop, wherever you listen, by searching for this station 630 KHOW, 630 KHOW in Denver. And you can listen on the weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, or you could download the podcast. And it's easy to subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, The Situation with Michael Brown, hit subscribe, and that'll give you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. And I appreciate you doing that. So back to Pam Bondi and this idea of a unified executive and how the Department of Justice must answer to the president. I mean, in the most simple terms, if the attorney general doesn't answer to the president, who do they answer to? You didn't elect them. I voted and elected Trump. Or maybe you voted for and elected Biden and failed to elect Kamala Harris. Well, whomever they appoint and gets confirmed with the advice and consent of the Senate, they don't get there because of you and me. They only get there because the president chose them. And quite frankly, most of us don't have much influence on who a president selects to be in their cabinet. That's a highly personal choice the presidents make. And so, if they don't answer to the person who selected them, and they're not a separate branch of government, they're not the fourth branch of government, or the fifth or sixth or any other branch of government, they're a part of the executive branch, then who do they answer to if it's not the president? You don't want that. I don't want that. But why is this going on? Well, things like this, for example. This is, all you listeners in California, why the hell do you do this? Do you know why your state sucks, in my opinion? Look, California's a gorgeous state. I love California. There's not a lot about California in terms of that I don't like. You might be able to pay me enough to live there, but you probably couldn't afford to pay me that much to live there. But what, you know, you're in the shape that you're in because you keep voting people like Adam Schiff in. So Adam Schiff is the new junior senator from the state of California. Here he is questioning Pam Bondi, Trump's nominee to be the attorney general. And I want you to listen to the question. Will you commit? He starts the question. Will you commit? Well, I don't care. The answer is no.
Let me turn to some California particular concerns. I'm grateful for your acknowledgement of the trauma we've been through with the fires. That is not over. We will need your help in going after those who are committing arson or who are looting or the inevitable fraudsters who will take advantage of the situation to try to defraud
price gouging,
as well as price gouging. On the subject of price gouging, and we talked quite a bit about the 2020 election, the 2024 election was about the high cost of living. I hope you will demonstrate a willingness to go after anyone who's engaged in price gouging. I think the oil companies are engaged in price gouging. The price at the pump in California is through the roof. Are you willing to take on even powerful interests like the oil industry if you determine that they are gouging consumers?
Now, wait a minute. Price gouging? What role does the government have? Somebody on the text line, sorry, I'm not going to go look your particular text up right now, but had texted, can Trump do anything about the price of eggs? Because, you know, between avian flu and all these flocks of chickens that are having to be, you know, eliminated, euthanized, and stupid states like Colorado requiring that chickens be, you can only sell cage-free eggs in Colorado. The price of eggs in Colorado's skyrocketed. That's not price gouging. And even if it was price gouging, you know what price gouging really does? Price gouging allows people access to products that they might not otherwise get. You know, when a disaster occurs, and I know many people are going to disagree with me about this, but when disasters occur, and I've seen this happen, and I have no problem with it, you know, taxpayers provide water and ice, as examples, to disaster victims. So if you're living in Houston, Texas, and I use Houston as an example because I saw this happen in Houston. It happened during, there was a tropical, I can't remember the name of the tropical storm, happened back in the early 2001 period. And it just pretty much destroyed the University of Houston, Houston Medical Center. A lot of the laboratories were underground. But anyway, it was a pretty devastating tropical storm. So the president declared it a disaster. And to the victims are without power and water and things, we provide water and ice and stuff. Well, there were some entrepreneurs who had their own independent truckers, had their own 18-wheelers, and so they went to someplace in Oklahoma and they bought bottled water at whatever the going rate was for bottled water in Oklahoma where there was not a high demand. And they bought that water for, let's just say, I don't know whether these numbers are true or not, I just want to use the numbers as examples. And they bought the water for, let's say, $1 a bottle. So a six-pack of bottled water cost them $6. And so they loaded their own 18-wheeler up, spent their own money to fill that 18-wheeler with all bottled water, then filled that 18-wheeler up with diesel, and they drove from Oklahoma City through Dallas all the way to Houston. And they get to Houston, and they find a spot where they can pull off on the side of the road, and they sell bottled water at $2 a bottle, $12 a case. They bought it for $6. Do you know that's against the law? Do you know that in most states that's called price gouging? I call that the free market. Nobody's forcing you to buy that water. But if you really desperately need water and someone's made it available to you at double the price you could get it in Oklahoma City because Houston's been decimated by a tropical storm, you're probably going to buy the water. Otherwise, you're going to go without. Now, there may be other organizations that are charitable organizations that buy the bottled water at $1 and they give it away for nothing, for free. So if you don't want to pay the $2 a bottle because it's convenient, but you want to drive around for a while and find some free bottled water, well, you can do that too. Well, why is that okay? But selling it for double the price you bought it for, why is that price gouging? Because what you're doing is you're providing a product that might not otherwise be available in that particular locality for whatever reason. There are times when, you know, you ever done this? So I usually fill my cars up at either Sam's or Costco because generally that's the cheapest gas in town. But a convenience store, when I'm out running errands and I realize I've gotten lower than I usually get because I usually try to not get much lower than half a tank, but I realize, oh, I really am low on gas, I'll pull in at a convenience store and I might pay 50 cents or even a dollar more per gallon for that gas. Well, is that price gouging? No, I'm paying for the convenience because I need gas or I want gas right then, right there. So I'm willing to pay the extra dollar a gallon to get it. What's wrong with that? Anyway, so here's Adam Schiff all about, oh my gosh, the energy companies are price gouging the price of gasoline in California. No, actually the price of gasoline in California is high because of all the regulations and the standards that the refineries have to meet in order to meet your absolutely inconceivable and absurd standards for, you know, net zero or whatever carbon. You've got all this specially blended gas that the refineries have to retool to produce gasoline just for California. That's why your gas is higher, not even taking into consideration your extraordinarily high gas tax. But oh no, Adam Schiff, energy companies evil, energy companies price gouging.
I handled the BP oil spill, Senator, when I was Attorney General for the state of Florida. Right now, as an immediate concern, I would be concerned about helping you in California with all the criminal acts that I'm sure are happening throughout your state with the looting, which is just, and this is just from me watching it on the news. You've been there on the ground, but crime is rampant in California, and it's only going to get worse based on these fires and what happened. And price gouging is when people come in and they try to raise the price of goods, water, essential commodities, when people have lost their homes, and not everyone lives in a big home. Most people don't. And people have lost everything that they have had.
And there are people that can provide them with water or, you know, kerosene or propane or whatever at a reduced rate. And there are those who will want to provide it at a higher rate because maybe people want it right now and they don't want to wait until somebody comes along with a charitable. So I disagree with her about this. But the point is, will you commit to prosecuting the energy industry, regardless of whether it's for price gouging or whatever? Because it's not necessarily, Adam Schiff here is not necessarily talking about an increase in gasoline prices because of the wildfires in California. He's just talking about he doesn't like the energy companies and the price they charge for gasoline. So will you go after the energy companies? And also, will you go after the energy companies because they're destroying the environment? They're causing climate change. You know, there are a lot of lawsuits around the country where they're suing the energy, the producers, because they think they're causing climate change. Well, what if Trump doesn't want her to do that? Then she should make a decision that she's going to do what Trump has been mandated to do, and that is to stop this tomfoolery about climate change. Critics argue that the Department of Justice independence somehow preserves impartial justice, keeps Lady Justice blind. But that's a false dichotomy, because accountability to the president doesn't preclude impartiality. Rather, it ensures that the Department of Justice's actions align with the broader goals of the elected president. The autonomy that many people cry for, like Adam Schiff, risks impartiality being replaced by unaccountable partisanship. You know, there are other countries that have independent prosecutorial bodies that they try to use as models. But those comparisons ignore the U.S. Constitution, which does not provide for an independent executive branch agency. Unlike a parliamentary system, like in the United Kingdom, where those bodies may coexist with a fragmented executive, we rely on a single unified executive to function effectively. So, Pam Bondi, you got to stay right where you are, maintain your allegiance to the president. I'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Jones's Fork Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fork is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75-grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15-style rifle. Jones's Fork, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fork will pay for your ammo background check.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate you doing that. If you would, if you're listening and you're new and you want to find an affiliate around the country, it's really easy to find one of our 350-plus affiliates by going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. There, when you get to that landing page, michaelsaysgohere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all the affiliates when they air the program and when they re-air the program. Plus, you'll find the icons to follow me on social media, the bio. You can listen live on that page. There's all sorts of things you can find on that page. But that's at michaelsaysgohere.com. After all the destruction that the Black Lives Matter thugs have done, burning down, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, you name it, what are they best known for? Well, probably looting. What would happen if you made one of these Black Lives Matter individuals a mayor? Well, a Georgia mayor who boasts being the country's first Black Lives Matter organizer, elected to office, is now facing scrutiny for using about $20,000 of taxpayer money for international travel and a bunch of other questionable purchases. South Fulton Mayor Khalid Kamu was accused this week of using a city-issued purchase card in December for unauthorized spending on a trip to Africa for food and other expenses. It totaled around $26,000, according to a councilwoman who's reported about the case this week. Now, I wonder if Kamu bumped into fellow dumbass mayor Karen Bass from Los Angeles on his trip to the motherland. You know, she went to Ghana. They get all the warnings about, you know, the National Weather Service, the fire department, everybody in California was warning about extreme fire danger. This is going to be worse than we ever expected. It could be possibly the worst ever. And she says, okay, well, then I'm going to go to Ghana. You know, you'll recall that I played for you when Bass refused to say why she was in Ghana, when L.A. started to burn, despite all the warnings about the impending crisis. Now, this city councilman in South Fulton has denied any wrongdoing, documented also an extended trip to Ghana last month on social media, according to WSB-TV in Atlanta, showing him on videos at a party and also attending a concert in the capital. I would say, well, what? You were expecting something else? Then, as another little tidbit for your weekend enjoyment, 2025 is still pretty young. It's, as we're broadcasting live today, it's only the 18th day of the new year. And yet it's likely, actually unlikely, to produce any idiocy to top this statement by James Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina, regarding the disastrous Joe Biden. It's
It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. It is notable, I think, that President Biden spent so much of his address with warnings, knowing the influence of Elon Musk and moving the movement to Trump from Mark Zuckerberg. You know him well. What does it say to you that he spent so much time in this farewell speech as a warning, as much as a victory lap?
Well, thank you very much for having me. You know, I always say, in fact, it was the title of my memoirs, Blessed Experiences. And I said in that book that all of us can be no more nor no less than what our experiences allow us to be. Joe Biden has had a set of experiences that allows him to understand what it's like to grow up on Hardscrabble Road, to get an opportunity, get a public education, and go on to give public service and to give back in a very public way. He knows from his experiences that this society that we have, this great country that we live in, thrives on people having opportunities. He talked about that all the time. And if we are not careful, we will allow the elite to be the only ones educated. We will allow the wealthy to be the only ones who can make a decent living.
Or we will allow the president to be the one that can make, oh, I don't know, $8 million or was it $20 million? Somewhere between $8 and $20 million from the Ukrainians and the Chinese and a bunch of other people. Wow. Really?
Or yet, the affordability of a home ownership.
How's that gone for you under the Biden administration? Hang tight. I want you to hear more from James Clyburn, because this is the elitist telling you how lucky you are. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.